Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, and I'm recording on Thursday, the 31st of July, and the time this evening is 9:39 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, a bit of a wake-up call in here today for investors in Europe, and at least in Europe and the United States. We had some big downward dynamics in Europe and the Americas markets. Now, there are a number of contributing factors to all of this. I mean, markets had been just moving upwards in well, with very little setback, climbing a wall of worry effectively. Reaching overextended levels, overbought levels, big psychological round number levels, none more important than 2000 for the S&P 500 index. There had been an increase, or there has been an increase, in very bearish comments by various organizations and also individuals. I've posted a number of those in recent weeks, and there, well, the Argentinian bond default is getting some credit in here today. I think that's pretty much of a minor factor here overall myself. I think the sanctions are certainly a bigger factor. And I've been commenting on the sanctions here in recent days, certainly this week and also last week. And there's no doubt that this has caused a number of concerns. First, because this week I think people did realize, yes, actually, we are really going to get some serious sanctions in the European Union, and that we have certainly seen. moreover, we don't yet know what Russia's response is going to be, but inevitably there's going to be some response. And additionally, we don't know where this actually ends. Will there be further sanctions to come forward? I mean, I can think of one area, for instance, right around not far from where I live, that was bound to be affected. If you look at a chart of London property prices, it's accelerated upwards over the last couple of years. And in the smarter parts of town, excuse me, property prices have just about doubled since the 2009 period. Now, the biggest buyers of all have been Russians. You can assume, or I assume, that and that's over for a while, and indeed there may well be some sales, and some other people may well actually be selling as well. But that's just one example of the way these sanctions can actually play out. And I think it is a concern, and I think the evidence to back what I'm saying is the fact that Europe, which had been doing well among global markets, really has underperformed here over the last few months as these Ukraine-Russia problems built up, and people were talking about the worst tensions since the Cold War. And also, as the inevitability of sanctions became particularly apparent following the MH17 aircraft massacre. And then you've got the headline from The Economist in here this week. I think it's a web of lies and deceit. If that's not exactly what it is, it's very, very close to it, with a big picture of Putin on the front page. So, what did we actually see here today in terms of actual downside damage? Well, starting with the USA, the S&P is down exactly 2%. That pulled it back to 1930. The NASDAQ composite is down 2.09%. The Dow down 1.88%. So these are down, clear downward dynamics and coming right off those highs. Europe was weak yet again. Spanish IBEX looks like the biggest one, down 2.1%. German DAX index, though, down 1.94%. That's a big move, bringing it back to 94.07. The UK FTSE index, much smaller decline, down 0.64, helped by some of the mining shares, the big international mining shares, such as BHP, Rio, and then Royal Dutch Shell, which had a very good day here today on better than expected earnings. So those again, say Europe's been leading this down, and I've covered the reasons, which I think are really important at this time. Now, is this the big one? Well, it could easily be a 10% plus correction, which I have said over the last few months could easily occur. During the or between within the second and third quarters of this year, and that's still a real possibility. I don't think that we will get a I certainly hope we don't get a serious setback, but what I hope is not what's important. What are the possibilities? Something like the sanctions could cause wider wider repercussions, I'm trying to say, than people have been discounting so far. That's not guaranteed. That doesn't have to happen, but it is confrontational, and it does create a lot of uncertainty, and so that will play on people's minds. I think the outside risk, and it's an outside risk that I've also mentioned to really for the next few years, is that we could get what would be a small cyclical bear market, but absolutely nothing like what we saw in 2000 or 2008. And I think that's especially true given the accommodative monetary policy, and yes, the Fed is gradually moving towards a less accommodative state, winding down the quantitative easing. And yes, people are speculating about when the Fed will actually be raising short-term interest rates, although Janet Yellen has been saying repeatedly that they will almost certainly go up gradually, but we all know that how much they go up will depend on how much inflation we actually see in the US and how strong the economy actually is and how much job creation actually occurs. So that all lies ahead of us. But against a background of very accommodative monetary policy, I certainly don't think Janet Yellen's going to be genuinely tightening monetary policy to any real extent for at least another year. Okay, what happened elsewhere, and what will be the implications here for the rest of the world's markets? Well, I've been talking in these audios, and both Owen and I have been saying that the Asia-Pacific region looked more interesting, not least because of the sanctions. The Asia-Pacific region will not be affected by the sanctions. However, we do have a global economy, and therefore the Asian stock markets will have a difficult time shrugging off continued weakness on Wall Street, if that's what we actually see, given the overall influence that we have from Wall Street, given its size and importance. Today, we had small moves in Europe. Japan was down less than 0.25% on the major indices. The China region was a little bit higher. Best performance here by mainland China. And that was up Shanghai Composite Index here up 0.93%, so nearly 1%. And that's been on a string of consecutive gains here today. It's not hard to understand. It was very late in starting, but the valuations are extremely attractive. And the worst fears for China have not been realized. Taiwan went in the other direction, down 1.39%. South Korea was also a little bit weaker. Australia was a little bit firmer. Sensex India down a little bit, 0.75%. In here today, and small losses. Well, the biggest loss among the so-called little tigers that they used to call them, that Thailand down over 1%, small to considerably smaller declines, 0.33% in Malaysia, and less still in Indonesia, New Zealand a fraction higher. Long-dated government bonds, well, the yields had been rallying but then backed off. I'll just check this again. Here's G10. Excuse me for speaking out loud on this. And let's see what we've got here. 10YR. Because the U.S. 10-year bond, which had a big upward dynamic yesterday, and partly due to the strong second quarter earnings, or growth rather, growth figures for the second quarter, 4%. That had pushed the 10-year bond yield up to, looks like over 2.61%. Now it's closed here to, or it's trading after hours at 2.56, so that's just around last night's close. So no major drama there today at any rate. Now, in currency markets, the dollar has been pretty strong recently, quieter in here today. Not much going on, but I see in the last few minutes that on DXY, that's the dollar index against European currencies, that has picked up a fraction, and sterling has slipped to 1.6885. Remember, that was up just briefly above 1.71 a couple of weeks ago. And the euro is just down a tiny bit, 1.3389. The Chinese renminbi is fairly steady in here. Remember, it was weaker earlier in the year. They certainly put in a partial devaluation, but that has because it's a very very much a managed currency, but it has regained about 40% of what it had had lost in the last few months. Now, elsewhere, precious metals, they got clipped in here today. The palladium, that's down to 872, that's down over $8. Silver, which had touched 2078 at one stage, that was the high, trading after hours here at $20.43. So still very much range bound here overall, and it's well, it's that's that pretty much covers it. Platinum also down 1463 and a half, and gold down $13 to 1283. So the reasons for gold to move or not to move are varied, to put it mildly. And It's not just fear, because you had some fear in here today on Wall Street, and precious metals were negatively affected, as you can see. Industrial metals also somewhat lower. The grain and bean prices only slightly changed, but soybeans has given up a lot of its recent gains this week. Corn and wheat also have not, they're not all that far from their actual lows, and the drought in that grain region seems to be over, although it's obviously not over in California. And those are pretty much the highlights here on this interesting day. And I will be very interested to see what actually happens in Asia tomorrow. And as far as Wall Street and Europe are concerned, we're getting an oversold condition here. Certainly a clear oversold condition in Europe. But there are factors that's on the stochastics, which you can see in the library. And we've gone from overbought to stochastic oversold for the U.S. indices. But I wouldn't put too much in store by that, because they were right up near their highs. They had just paused there for a few days, and bang, these downward dynamics today. So that's capped the Wall Street rallies for at least the short term, and Europe is reflecting the brunt of the sanctions concerns. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.